Okay, it's September 6th, Tuesday evening.
Lord, we ask for your blessing on our time together. That your truth, your spirit would flow, and we would have ears for your truth, your spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Good conversation with Clayton today, and he was telling me that in the last few months that he's probably spoken tongues more than he ever has.
Okay.
You know, and the night that he got filled with the Holy Spirit, up to my Uncle Raymond's, and we were just kneeling in chairs praying, you know, and so was he, and I didn't see when it happened, but I was sitting there after I would pray a while. I was sitting in the chair praying, and the next thing I know, he came right on top of me, and down we went right on the floor. And he was full of the Holy Spirit. He was, you know, and his wife had told him that night, she says, make up your mind, you want the Holy Spirit, don't you? That's Rosemary, you know. And apparently he did. Mm-hmm. And he's been really thankful ever since. Mm-hmm. Well, we were talking about, you know, that scripture in 2 Corinthians 10 where it says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, I'm not sure that every translation says it exactly like that, but it does say mighty through God the pulling down of strongholds. It's mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. That's what it says. Is that what it says in your, are you in a King James?
Romans, or 1 Corinthians 10.
10?
4 or 5.
1st or 2nd Corinthians?
2nd.
2nd Corinthians, okay. Check. Well, I've got a King James. So I bet it will say that. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. That's the King James.
Which is that what it says in the rest of them? Not that it's a big issue. Because I would say that a mighty through God to the strong, the pulling down of strongholds.
New King James says in God.
In through.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds.
I think they're probably the.
That's pretty close.
Same idea.
What translation you got?
New King James.
Okay.
That's right. I got the same thing. New King.
Mine says the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds.
Jeez. Mighty through God. Well, it conveys the same idea.
How did it start out, though? Did it start out with
the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world.
That's carnal.
On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds.
Mighty through God would be divine power.
Yeah.
I guess so.
So, yeah. It's the same idea, just a little,
you know,
expressed in a different way.
A little there,
yeah.
I like the King James, but, you know, I get the idea across.
As I saw that, and some other things that are related to it, it did something to me. And I associated it with Ephesians, the sixth chapter, Now, those aren't the only ones that say these things, but it says that we wrestle not with flesh and blood. But it does say we wrestle.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Jacob wrestled with an angel.
Yeah. Now, it's wrestling, but not,
yeah.
Not a natural wrestle.
I have, what I've done, there's a certain, the Lord knows what I like and what I don't like. Hmm. You know what I mean? He knows what you like and what you don't like. He does. And,
yes, he does.
At the same, and you know what? Jesus must have had some likes and dislikes. Because he said, not my will, but your will be done. He probably had something that he wanted, you know? Well, there are certain things that I want too, when I pray. And you're praying for rulers, you're praying for different people and so forth. But I'm not going to get into any political ends of it, but I'm always praying about certain things that are going on, like the thing with Dr. Oz and what's the guy he's running against?
I think his name is Fetterman, isn't
yeah,
it?
Fetterman. Mm-hmm. Is it? And anyway, Fetterman is a inherited senator. He's been there for how long? Three times?
I think right now he's lieutenant governor, but he's been in politics for quite a while, I believe. Yeah. Yeah.
But and he had his money through his parents, mm-hmm. And so anyway. And because of some of the things that he stands for, I heard today that one of the newspapers in that area, they said that we're starting to get uncomfortable with him. And, it's neither here nor there. And I don't even know what he stands for. But, what you do, instead of worrying about what's going to go on, you pray. And inside you say, Lord, not my will. Your will be done. And you know what he'll do? He'll do the best possible thing that it can be done. And it might not agree with you, but that's not the point. And if you can get to the point where it's his will, the priority, you can win a major battle.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if we get to the point of accepting his will really, truly, our will won't matter anymore.
No.
It won't be important to us because we have the will of the Lord.
Yeah.
And that's where I want to be.
You know, I, from Pablo sharing on Sunday, I've been kind of praying about that and whatever, you know, about listening to other people. Mm-hmm. And in the past, I haven't been listening to hardly anybody except the Word, you know. I just didn't. And unless I thought somebody was kind of in tune with the Word. But anyway, so I was just kind of praying about that and trying to be open before the Lord, you know, about it. And I thought, yeah, you know, it's probably, I think what it is, it's time. It's the time now to possibly start listening to people And, of course, we don't have all the truth or anything, you know. But in so doing, sooner or later, there's got to be interchange. You know, you're going to, okay, you say that, and what's your basis, kind of, or however it might come about. So I thought, yeah, you know what, I want to be open to that more now than I ever have been, I guess. Mm. You know, and so I'm willing to maybe listen for a time to somebody, like the new group, possibly, and see really where they're at. Because you shouldn't make assumptions just because they don't look like us or something. You can't, you know, that's not a correct judgment. You should listen to them, see where they're at. What do they believe? How much do they believe in whatever? And so, and then if you're still remaining, you know, on a good basis, you can probably say, I haven't been seeing that. Or whatever, you know, whatever might open it up. And then start sharing. And who knows what can happen, you know? Because it can be like, I want my basis to be to share the love, to share the truth in love, you know? Now, I think you can share it in love. It doesn't always mean they'll accept it that way. But if you're doing it that way, sure, God will honor, you know. So anyway, I just, it made me kind of step back and say, well, maybe you've been kind of, not hiding, but just holding back long enough now or whatever, you know. Maybe it is time to open up a little bit to people around, you know, and see where they're at. And that's the best way that we'll have to share the gospel.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, and that's the thing, you know, you can bring up things like, well, what is the gospel? What's the true gospel, you know? Because, and then it can get down to the fact that, well, if you don't know who God is, how are you going to share the true gospel?
You can't.
You can't. You know, in that sense. I mean, you can be saying the words that line up with everything, you know. You know, because I know where people, they could go, well, sure, I believe in Christ, and I believe in God. You know, okay. Well, how much do you believe in that? You know, I heard a little thing, I was in my truck, and it was in Hebrews. And it's just a little blip thing, real short verse, but it was in Hebrews. Oh, yeah. In chapter 7, verse 28, and it's right at the end of the verse. For the law appoints as high priests men who have weakness, but the word of the oath, which came after the law, appoints the Son, and then here was the part, who has been perfected forever. He needed to be perfected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
He didn't come perfect, he was perfected.
Yeah. But he did everything to become perfected, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he was appointed also. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. He wasn't always there, you know? So, you know, that's just another little one that I never noticed before. Yeah. There's all kinds of little things like that in there that keep pointing, seeing. And how are you going to share the true gospel if you really don't know who Christ is? You know?
Right.
I mean, and then you're, and God does honor a lot of it when it gets presented, just because he has people he wants to save no matter what, you know? But, you know, from then, it's always, but then after they're saved, how, if you're going to keep going on, you have to have a love for the truth.
You should have it right.
You know? And that's another thing that I think will be one of the first things that should be always brought up. Have you noticed this little setting of scripture that we never saw for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years? Oh, for they perish because they had not a love for the truth. You know? That's pretty important. Even though it's just one little verse, you know.
Yeah.
You have to stop and think about that. It's in there. So it's, and then when you think about it, it seems like, boy, that's pretty important to have truth. See, a lot of people, including us, including me, we thought we had truth. We didn't have much truth. We had some, but we've got, I mean, we have a lot more truth now than we ever had, but, you know.
We weren't particularly seeking more truth.
No, we weren't. You know, and that move would have never went to pieces had we been really in the Word. But we weren't, so we learned, you know. And God used it for a lesson, I'm sure. I know He did for me, you know. So, you know, things like that aren't, they're not bad. That's how He gets us to the next place, you know. He knows we fail, but it's how do you want to, you know, learn from your failure. So, obviously, we get chastised and whatever, and because He loves us.
Yeah. What Pablo brought was just excellent, wasn't it?
Yeah, it made me stop and think a little.
Just really good.
I mean, I'm not going to start running around listening to every supposed prophet or whatever, but I want to be open a little bit to, say, that group that's going to be working with in our confines, you know, and see, you know.
Well, you know, that verse in 1 John 4, where it says, many false prophets have gone out into the world. So God is warning us then, many, but there may be some, but good ones. For the most part, no. Not many have gone out into the world.
Yeah.
In Matthew 28:19, scripture that we have kind of been. At one time, Don Burnett had a King James Bible, and it was prior to the insert where the Catholic priest had stuck his 2 cents in. And it says something like this. It says, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, and baptize them in my name, and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. The Catholic priest.
You didn't just read those exact words right there, did you?
No.
In that Bible?
No.
No.
But it was something like that.
Yeah.
And
that would make total sense.
In 1 John 5:7. Wasn't it even in it? He was a Bible scholar. As a teenager, he would go up and his mother would give him a plate of food and he'd eat it eventually. And the rest of the time he was in the Bible praying. That was a teenage year of Don Burnett. And that's what we saw in the beginning. Say, it wasn't until the pretty young girls began to get his attention.
So I wonder if somewhere there are any of those Bibles.
there are copies of that.
But where in the world would they be?
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know. But you know, it says here that says that when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
Yeah.
And you think, how could that be?
Now, how do you do that? you don't believe what's before your eyes.
Or they saw Lazarus risen from the grave. And some went right away and told the Pharisees. It's like, what is this? Or they saw the angel that, angels or whatever they saw that, when Jesus was resurrected from the dead. And the high priest or somebody came and gave him money to keep his mouth shut.
Huh.
Wait a minute. We're not dealing with men. We're dealing with God. And you're going to keep it quiet? I don't think so.
Well, they wanted to plot to kill Jesus and Lazarus after he'd already raised him from the dead once.
I don't
know. Get the guy a break.
It's right here, Matthew.
Yeah, I thought.
And when they were assembled with the elders and they'd taken a council, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, "Now say ye, his disciples came by night." They're going to lie about it, see? "And told him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor, we will persuade him and secure you." So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. And it's just like you think, what is this? And it's no different than it is today, you know?
That's not loving the truth, that's for sure.
No.
Well, I think when certain things start coming to light, men who have been leaders within the church and stood by a certain doctrine, they just won't accept nothing else. Because it'll make it look like they didn't know what they were doing. Instead of just saying, "Oh my gosh, you know, forgive me, Lord. I didn't have it right, but now I do, you know, or now I can." Whoops. So, you know, but that'll happen because people just are so, because their ego's there and everything else. It's not that they're true followers.
Their pride is more important.
Yeah, their pride and their position. And
I was just thinking when you say about listening to other people, well, that's sharing. Sharing is to talk and listen both. That doesn't mean just because you're listening, you have to accept what they're saying.
No.
But you need to listen.
That's right. That's a good point. Because, yeah, you want to listen to find out.
Right.
You know. And I guess you can't find out unless you do listen. So.
Right. And that's part of sharing.
I remember when, back before I got saved, there was a, I don't know if you remember those sweetheart dinners we'd have around
Valentine's Day,
right. Well, I got saved at the end of March, beginning April, but I went to the sweetheart dinner in February that year with a gal who was not a Christian. She had some kind of New Age beliefs, you know. We're visiting with Kent and Penny, you know? And she started telling what her beliefs were, you know, and they were kind of woo-woo out there, you know. And I was very impressed with how respectful Kent and Penny were in hearing what she had to say. You know? I was thinking, you know, these Christians aren't so totally closed off. And, you know, I mean, in retrospect, I realized what they were listening to was total nonsense. But they, you know, but it impressed me, you know, in that, you know, in some kind of messed up way. My own view of it was,
yeah,
was.
How did you even come to be at the sweep at dinner?
Oh, Judy Holmes was just pushing.
You know. I mean, how did you meet her?
Oh, I met her.
Just,
you know, yeah,
somewhere.
I think actually she was sort of friends with Judy Holmes, and then you know that, you know, and then.
She wasn't Jehovah's Witness.
No, she wasn't. Judy had been.
Yeah.
Judy had been. But I think she had some New Age notions of some sort. But
yeah, that's a good point. That's a,
yeah,
about Kenton.
Yeah, it was very different from my impression of what Christians would be like. And in retrospect, it would have been totally in order for Kenton Penny to say, no, I can't believe that. I cannot accept that. You are wrong. But you know, they would not have been out of line by doing that. They'd have turned me off, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Instead, they were, you know, hearing, you know.
Well, you don't win people by pushing it down their throat.
Uh-huh.
You
know, yeah.
You people over that way.
Yeah.
See, now, it might not have saved her, but it kept you from going off.
Yeah, right.
No.
Yeah. No, I don't know that whatever, you know, I don't know whatever became of her, but yeah, it was strange. Strange that happened, but anyway.
Don't you think that no matter what you believe, the strongest one that has the strongest belief in what they believe is going to overpower the weaker one that doesn't have enough strength in their belief, you know, in the same situation, you know.
Yeah.
If your faith, right across that, your faith isn't as strong, you know, how easy for them to convert you, you know.
I guess so, although, you know, if they had come across as, no, one way, this is the truth. There's no straying from it. This is the one way. So don't tell me about what you're telling me about, because this, there's one way, which is true.
It's true.
It would not have worked with me. It wouldn't have worked. Yeah.
Right before I don't know. I'd say probably always within a year, but I had one of my future brother-in-laws, well, he ended up being my brother-in-law, that was one thing he said to me one time. He said, well, Ken, you know, I think we were at a Christmas or I don't know what. It was a family get-together. There's only one way to get there. And there's only one, you know, because at the time I wasn't drinking or anything. I had, you know, I was going through the AA program, and so my higher power was God, but you know, and then later on, my other brother-in-law gave me a book to read, and at the end of the book is I gave my heart to the Lord. But so, you know, all those things were planted, you know.
We all have our own different routes.
It's funny how I remember him telling me that. So it was like, it wasn't necessarily that turned anything at that point. But later on, it showed me that God was setting me up, kind of, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Because it's like you say, well, it is true. There's
yep.
only one way.
Yep.
But you can't just, you know. And he didn't dwell on it. He just mentioned it, you know. He just said, well, you know, there's only one. And then he left it at that. Because I went, You know.
Drop the seed, though, huh?
There's only one way, but there's many seeds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, you got to be kind of, that's why you got to try to be tuned in with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I, You know, we're out and about. Gene and I are out and about. We're listening to music and, you know, at places. And she has old high school friends and whatever. We were off on Sunday afternoon and at a place. Lady had some kind of terrible sciatica problem. And Pastor, can I pray with you? They never say no, you know. Who knows what happens?
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows?
Step out and pay somebody.
Right. If there's any kind of value in that cockamamie thing that we're doing with all that music, you know,
hey, you know,
whatever.
Not judging. I'm out there a lot too with people that I ride with and stuff. And
yeah.
You know.
I was thinking about the fact today that there is such a thing as a gift of healing.
Right.
But at the same time, believers shall be healed and the sick and they shall be healed. So there's also anybody can be hands in the sick and
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I remember, again, it was a number of years before I ever got saved, running into a fellow on a college campus who was out ministering and ended up being a bait. And he said, well, let's just stop this and I think I've shared this before. Let's pray. Well, we prayed. It felt good. I still remember the peace.
Oh, yeah?
It was there. Felt good. I didn't give my heart to the Lord or anything like that. I wasn't about to do that. But I felt the Holy Spirit and it felt good. You know, you pray with someone. Spirit.
Yeah, you know. I don't know if you ever get a chance to read that book by Jerome again, but it was a long time before he finally said yes to the Lord.
Yeah.
He went to hell, and he still couldn't say yes.
Yeah.
Well, and then when Pam and I were on a sort of a honeymoon, really low-key honeymoon, we went with some sober motorcycle people down to Daytona to watch the flat track or the races, like the 250. Right? So, and we were down by the beach one night, and some young people came up to us. I think they were Youth for Christ, probably. And they witnessed to it. And I says, "Oh yeah, I got my higher power. I'm good." And they didn't press, you know. But that was another time that, you know.
A little something.
Yeah, just a little something there. Yeah.
You can definitely come off wrong, though, I believe. You know, you really can.
Yeah.
I was listening, and now I'm trying to find it here, and I'm listening to the Bible. I was trying to find the place, and I couldn't. But I am, I believe I understood what I was hearing is saying that Jesus was a man who was filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, that's right.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He was a man who was filled with the Holy Spirit.
It'd be interesting if there's a place that actually says that,
uh-huh.
If you heard that right.
Yeah. Well, I was just looking here on the internet, and there's a what they show is a place there in Luke when he got baptized, and then the Spirit came down. And that, but that's not quite it. There were, I want to know a little more, you know, because that's not really it. I understood it to have been in the book of Acts.
I was going
to
say Acts.
Yeah, I thought it was in Acts. And I could have had it, you know, a little bit twisted up or whatever. You know, first of all, that's what he was. He was a man who was filled with the Holy Spirit. But he was a unique man, but I mean, there have been men who have been filled with the Holy Spirit before. We don't call him God. You know, the way we treat Jesus now, though, we pray to him, we give our hearts to him, all that. I guess it's glorified man that we are doing that with, but kind of like God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
it's kind of like God. So I don't have that. I think there's revelation there that we have not, that we are not. We don't know him as he, we knew him, we have a pretty good notion, I think, as to what he was when he walked on this earth. But when he is sitting on the right hand of God, my explanation, I don't know that I've got a revelation on this, but my explanation is, you know, when you are glorified man, that's a lot like God. whatever.
Yeah.
Sitting at the right hand, whatever. And all things have been given to him by the Father. So it's not too crazy that we should pray to him. We should treat him in a way that is very much like you would with God. But I don't have a full understanding there of that thing.
Well, he was given all power and authority.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I mean, that covers a lot right there.
It sure does, doesn't it?
You know, yeah.
It sure does.
So.
Well, in Acts 2, I don't know if this is exactly what you were speaking of, but Acts 2, starting in 32, God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear.
Maybe that was it. He's received the Holy Spirit. That may have been.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't think I've ever picked up on that.
Well, what verse was it again?
32. It started.
Three things where it said.
What chapter?
2.
Acts 2.
Okay.
First, I started in 32, but you should probably go back like to 29 even.
And then, but then in 33,
that's where it's
having started. Received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, I've got.
And has poured out what you now see and hear.
Yeah. You receive from the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost.
The promised Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Not the promise of, but the promised Holy Spirit.
King James says promise of the Holy Ghost, but that's, but probably your translation is a better.
A little bit different.
It's different, and maybe a better understanding will be better.
Well, the New King James says the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to find the Holy Ghost talked about too much in the New King James, I don't think.
No.
the one you were thinking of.
Yeah, that might be. Yeah, it sure might be. Yep. I mean, and that is what it's saying there. That he
received.
He received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit.
Which he said, I will send you, you know, like in John, you know, 14:15, I will send you the Holy Spirit.
Well, yeah, in order to give it to us, he had to probably receive it first. How can you give something you don't have?
That's right.
You know, there's a verse that's in, is it John 5 something, where it says that, as the Father has life in himself, so he has given the Son to have life in himself. John 5:26.
As the Father has life in himself, he's given to the Son.
Have life in himself.
Have life in himself.
So, which would mean then that the Son didn't always have it.
Yeah.
But the Father gave it to him.
Yeah.
Which would explain everything about him. You know.
Right. He would have, we talked about, he's got all these divine attributes. Wow. He's filled with the Holy Spirit, for crying out loud. Why shouldn't he have all these divine attributes?
Yeah.
You know, he's a man filled with God. And that will give you divine attributes.
You know how it says with Peter, because by these exceedingly great and precious promises, we become partakers of his divine nature. By being made the Word, was Christ then also of the same divine nature? Did he have the same nature as God? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well.
But in Acts 2:36, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ.
Yeah.
You know, there's a place too where it says that, you know, I think it might be Peter that says it, that it's I don't know, I can never remember exactly how it's worded, but it refers to the fact that we are begotten also. You know, because there's only one other place that gets used. His only begotten Son.
We're,
you know,
begotten by the Word. In one place.
Maybe that's what it is, yeah. So, you know, I mean, that always makes Jesus stand out because he was the only begotten Son. But actually, you know, you listen and you find out God wants a whole bunch of that. He wants a people of that nature.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He doesn't want just the one Son, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
He wants a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, it's by adoption, but
yeah, right. Who cares?
Yeah,
and he can have whatever he wants.
Yeah,
if he wants him, he'll have
him.
Yeah,
but that's a great promise.
Oh, it is.
To stand on. I mean,
oh, it is.
Yeah,
I'm not there yet.
Right.
You know, it's funny, I have that happen quite often too, Charlie, where I hear it and I know about where it is and I go read and I go, geez, that doesn't quite read like I heard it. You know, because that's good. That's nothing wrong with that. You go back and you find out, well, yeah, I didn't catch this word before or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And it's good because it clears it up, lets you know what it really says, you know.
Well, this.
That's why we need the truth.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you gotta have it that's why you like say go over it. And now when you look at that, that's probably where you heard it, but it wasn't this man.
Yeah.
But then, but it's still the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
Just that, well, it says Jesus did the same man, but
yeah.
But and before and after that, Peter's calling him a man a couple different times, you know, because
that's another better man.
Yeah, man, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you,
mm-hmm,
by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did through him in your midst.
Mm-hmm.
Having been delivered by a determined purpose and foreknowledge of God. Mm-hmm. That's important, too.
And, you know, we've said many times, but I'll say again, the very term Christ means anointed man.
Yeah.
That's anointed man. So it's not God.
Yeah, right.
It's now you're anointed with God's nature.
Yeah.
You know, that oil of the Holy Spirit.
And that's why this is so vital. A part of this whole thing was when Kurt and Eli were baptized. It was kind of at that point that I began to realize why you baptize in Jesus' name. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. But you know what? It had to be the right blood.
Yeah.
It was put away with the wrong blood year after year after year after year until the day came that the right blood was there.
Yeah. Or the insufficient blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says somewhere that he was not happy or not satisfied with the blood of goats and bulls.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
And spirit can't have blood.
No.
Right.
So, you know.
Neither the Father or the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Qualified.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't say that they don't, but I mean, God's the one that decided it all.
Right.
God is the, to me, God is the Holy Spirit. So,
yeah.
You know.
So God takes his only begotten Son, who's a man, and has him crucified. So he sheds blood for the sins of the nation, of the world.
God, for his own good reasons, lets things be as they are, but my own, speaking for myself, I just see that Matthew 28:19 as being a pernicious, bad thing.
It's a bad thing because the priest that put that in there was thinking that he was doing God a favor.
Yeah.
You don't ever do God a favor.
Yeah. You're robbing. I don't know that you're proving the Trinity, but you're robbing baptism of the meaning of it.
But the priest didn't know that.
No.
He is convinced that the Trinity is true.
Yeah. It's not a real good Trinity scripture, but it sure does mess up baptism. You know, and I what a pity. What a pity.
Yeah, so right there. So is part of the true gospel proper baptism?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what?
So how
what,
many people, you know, or
what really blessed me was the fact that Jerome went with,
Demas Shakarian?
Yeah, Demas Shakarian and then his son. And they went like into Ukraine and they baptized people almost all night.
Huh.
That's how many people that were affected and were baptized.
Huh.
And anyway, and he baptized people in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow Jerome was able to convince them, and even Sicarian. They did it that way, you know.
Yeah, it's you know, even because you can say, well, how did they do it in the Bible? Well, you can't go to 28:19 and say that's how they did it in the Bible. That's just making a statement. But what they actually did is baptize in Jesus' name. You know.
Of the book of Acts.
Yeah.
The book of Acts.
Right. It's the only way they did it.
It's Acts. Acts. And that's what they did. And it would do everybody well to read the book of Acts and go by it.
Right.
Well, you know, you read the verses around Matthew 28:19, and it's all authority has been given to me, been given to Jesus.
Yeah.
And this Father, God, Son, and Holy Spirit thing is, it just doesn't fit. It's not, you know, it's not.
No.
It got squeezed in there. It got shoehorned.
It's said like that more than once about. And the Father has given him the name above every name in heaven and in earth. And all power and authority is given unto him. You know what I mean?
Unto Jesus. Right.
Yeah.
It's unto Jesus.
So, you're going to baptize. You want to baptize in the highest name, shouldn't
right.
you? Well, what is it? Well, it's Jesus. You know?
Yeah.
Well, it says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ,
yep.
for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the Holy
Jesus,
Spirit.
Jesus.
How can you be baptized in the name of the Holy Spirit?
And then receive
yeah,
it. That's
and
right.
You receive it.
That's,
there you
that's
go.
A good point.
Point.
That's
good
a good
point.
Point. Yep.
Did you hear that, Keith? She goes, so how can you be baptized by the Holy Spirit when it says you're going to be baptized in Jesus' name and receive the Holy Spirit?
First, you're baptized.
Yeah.
You've got to be baptized first.
So you can't do that in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you know,
no.
and then receive the Holy Spirit later on? Come on now.
There were verses in the Bible, I think Cornelius was one of them, where they spoke in tongues before they were baptized.
Yeah.
Well, I did. For what that's worth.
Was it wrong? Is it right?
I did it wrong, huh?
You know, I'm trying to think now. I don't know if I was actually ever baptized before that either. Officially, like, not immersion or anything, I don't think.
Yeah, you probably were as a Lutheran baby.
Well, yeah.
Sprinkled.
Yeah, sprinkled, but that, none of that counts, but.
Yeah.
You know, after I'm trying to think when I got saved and went to that Assemblies of God, I don't know if they, I can't remember. All I know is I know later I knew I wanted to have it again because it had a lot more meaning to it. In fact, I think it might
Well, you could be baptized more than once.
Huh?
Can't you be baptized more than once?
I don't think there's any problem with that.
Yeah. If you got a better understanding, why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
It's for the forgiveness of sins. Why wouldn't you want forgiveness of sins if you understand it more?
Yeah. Yeah.
I see no problem with being baptized more than once.
Now, I don't know if you want to make it like communion, so you do it every
yeah.
Sunday. But but if you've got some significant reason, you know, a fuller understanding,
yeah.
You saw some real shortcomings in your understanding in the first time, and you know.
Yeah.
You are being baptized every Sunday.
No.
I heard you laughing, so I know you caught that.
Well, those are some good points.
Well, I don't know. Chuck worked so hard he makes me tired.
I would say I'd be too tired not to simply scare his glory out with us.
Gonna have some sore muscles tomorrow here, Charles?
I don't think so.
I know.
He works enough. He don't get sore muscles.
Oh, okay.
How
Okay. Okay, well, I'm glad you warned me then, Charles.
Well, I tell him that if I'd have been around, I'd call him Ole.
I was just thinking, good idea. All them little broken pieces of sticks out there, you could throw in the holes where the stumps were.
With the what?
All them little broken pieces, of wood out there that I run over with the lawnmower.
We'll use some of them, and we'll put a couple inches of dirt on top.
Yeah, throw them in the hole and then throw dirt on top of them. Or throw them in a pile and burn them. I've got them pretty much chewed up now, though, to where they... And the big ones, if they lay flat, you can go over it and it doesn't pick them up, so...
Have you gone through?
Huh?
Did you go through there with them, a bit more?
Not since you had the stumps done.
Oh.
Oh, before, yeah. Jeez. Yeah. But I get them all this week, probably, so I probably... Thursday, maybe. So I keep thinking there's something going on Thursday, but I don't think there is. Anyway, or tomorrow. Well, I think that's good. Love you all.